Rabbi Mendy Hirth is with us live via telephone. Years ago, he started a very, very interesting Purim initiative. A lot of parents and grandparents have been frustrated that Purim night often was, and in a way still is, dedicated to behavior that's not just unsavory sometimes, but behavior that's often unsafe amongst our youth. I mean, the truth is amongst older people as well, but we won't go there right now. So Rabbi Mendy Hirth undertook an initiative to assist synagogues and yeshivas and schools who want to participate in his program for a much more meaningful Purim night for the youngsters. He started this initiative so that it would be a much more meaningful Purim night for the youngsters. And everybody out there is encouraged to support this initiative as we get more details from Rabbi Mendy Hirth. A pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
A pleasure.
So this actually started in 2007, and the way it started was there was a bacher learning in Yeshiva Gedola of Passaic. He had yahrzeit for his grandfather, and he wanted to make a siyum. And he couldn't think of how he could get 10 guys to sit down together long enough to make a siyum. And together with his roommates, he came up with an idea that if he offers a free meal, maybe he'll be able to get a minyan. And he put up a sign saying, if you agree to learn for an hour and a half, I'll provide you with a meal.
This is Purim night.
This was Purim night after Megillah.
Right.
And he was hopeful that he would get a minyan. I saw the sign. I was thinking, if this works, it could be a game changer. And I asked him if I could be a partner. He actually turned me down. He said he could afford even 20 guys. 80 guys signed up. He couldn't afford it. He came running back, asked me to be a partner.
Yeah.
The next year, he wasn't there. And it was Purim on Matzah Shabbos. And I undertook to do it on my own. I said, do you think this is a good value? I'd be spending $1,500 to have 100 guys learn for an hour and a half. He said, you don't understand what's going on, then, if you could ask the question. On a typical year like that, they would leave after Shir on Wednesday, come back on Tuesday the next week in time for Shir. Because Thursday, Tainus Esther, there's no Shir. Friday, there's no Shir. Sunday would be Purim. Shushan Purim would be Monday. They wouldn't be missing Shir for a whole week. And this way, they stayed. And a whole week of learning was gained for $15, not just the hour and a half. And things just grew and things happened that I never dreamed of would happen, never thought is happening, and that this is a fix to problems that we didn't even know existed. The third year, I expanded to 6th, 7th, and 8th grade in the Yeshiva Ketana Passaic, and a parent told me afterwards that I more than what I see I accomplished, what I don't see is a bigger accomplishment, and I told her, I really don't understand what you're trying to tell me. Talk to me in English. The Purim collections, many times by younger boys, are arranged by themselves, and only the most amazing guys are wanted in the car. If you're a nerd, nobody wants you. Purim's Gehenim, and they cry themselves to sleep. And I met the father of such a boy. Father and son collected for 2 years by themselves. Nobody wanted his son. I spoke to an administrator in a school asking him if they wanted to establish this program. And he said, you don't have to tell me anymore. I was such a boy. And you could hear the pain in the adult's voice so many years later of that Purim night. And this eliminates that. But I don't want to focus so much on negatives. I had this year two inspiring things that happened, which I'd like to share with you. I got a call from a girls' school, an out-of-town Beis Yaakov High School. They heard what I do, and they wanted to know if they'd be eligible. And I asked them, what is it that you want to do? They need to keep the girls in-house, because what goes on there Purim night when the girls are outside, I'd rather not discuss. I said, okay, fine. I found them a sponsor. It was $10 a girl, 180 girls. And it was an amazing experience. Mothers wrote in afterwards glowingly about how the event was off the charts. But there was one girl in 12th grade that had already stopped coming to school. She was on her way off the derech, and she came to the event, and it did something to her, so that for the rest of the year, she didn't miss a day in school, and now she's learning in seminary in Eretz Yisrael. There was an administrator in Canada that I spoke to that during COVID, they had a curfew. They couldn't learn at night, so they decided to learn by day, early in the morning. The curfew was lifted by 5 a.m., and they called it Far Tug, before the day, and it was great. When COVID lifted the curfew regulations, they wanted to go back to at night. A number of boys approached the menahel and asked him, could he arrange that they should have the Far Tug also? He says, I don't believe you're serious about it, because you're going to be late at night. Who's going to get up early in the morning? I want to see it in writing. Show me you're committed. 60 guys signed up. And he said it went off so well that now they make it both storm at night and by day.
Pretty amazing. Mendy Hirth, Rabbi Mendy Hirth is with us live via telephone. We call it the Purim Initiative. We'll ask him in a moment what he officially calls it. But as you hear, youngsters are spending their Purim night in a much, much better way than they might have used to, or that we had gotten used to over the years, certainly in a much safer manner, one that parents and grandparents can be thrilled with, as opposed to, God forbid, any other type of behavior. That's why we're appealing to this audience to be as generous as possible and to help support the effort to get this into as many schools and yeshivas as possible. So what are we officially calling it, and how many students, how many young people do you think will be affected positively because of this initiative, this Purim?
So I'll tell you that Shavuos doesn't have a name, and this doesn't have a name either, because...
Oh, good. So we can call it my Purim Initiative. I like that.
You could call it that. I once joked to Rabbi Friend that he had said by the Siyam HaShas that it doesn't make a difference whether you do Yoimi this or Raisa or that. He says the main thing is you have to have a plan. So I called him up. That stands for Purim Learning at Night. You have
nice.
To have a plan.
And how many do you think are affected positively by the program now in 5783?
This past year, there were over 11,000 people learning due to this program. That doesn't include the Mir Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, because I have no way of getting a number on that. But there are. I got a call this week from Panama. Last week, I got a call from Australia. I've had email contact with a group in Mexico and in Moscow and in Johannesburg. Some, by the way, learn both night and day. Some only learn by day, and most learn by night. There will be Starim in Eretz Yisrael both days, on Shushan Purim in Yerushalayim, and the first day when everybody else has Purim. But it's actually a lot more than just the boys learning, because when this started, or when my kids were young, women, my wife, used to stay up the whole time saying Tillim, worried about what might happen to their son,
right,
and whether he'll come home, whether he'll end up in the hospital. And the peer pressure was tremendous. But now it's totally different. And originally people said Staka will lose because the boys aren't going out to collect. Many organizations find sponsors beforehand or afterwards, and Staka hasn't lost. No yeshivas closed because they weren't collecting on Purim proper.
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, and they shouldn't be collecting to begin with, but that's a completely different show and a completely different topic. Rabbi Mendy Hirth, how do people support the Purim Initiative? If someone wants to sponsor students, young people, schools, entire programs, anything, they want to give something, how do they do it?
You could go to learnonpurim.com for credit card. You could Zelle 732-986-6095. Or you could write a check made out to Yeshiva Katana, 1 Main Avenue, Passaic, New Jersey, 07055. Please put in the memo Purim, because it's a separate account, and it won't get confused if you put on the memo Purim.
All right, so those of you who want to send a check, it's Yeshiva Katana. One is Main Avenue, you said?
Yes.
Main Avenue in Passaic, New Jersey, 07055. Again, it's Yeshiva Katana. They are going to be responsible for helping to fund this program. Yeshiva Katana, 1 Main Avenue, Passaic, New Jersey, 07055. Make sure in the memo or in some type of note you include the words Purim so they know it's for the Purim Initiative. Those of you who want to give via the internet, probably the easiest way to do it for those of us who have a laptop or a computer sitting in front of us, you could literally do it right now. The truth is you could do it from your phone also. LearnOnPurim.com. LearnOnPurim.com. I'll get to that in a second. And finally, give the Zelle address one more time, please, Rabbi Hirth.
732-986-6095.
I got to toss in a personal thing. I'm laughing because it's such a funny story. Tonight is my brother's yard site. And some of the old timers who remember him from, you know, when he was in high school and afterwards, one of the stories they always, and this is how he was a very cerebral academic type of person. And one of the stories that they always tell was that everybody in yeshiva was doing whatever they were doing Purim night. He was always either learning or studying on Purim nights. I will tell everybody, if you want to give a donation, L'zecher Nishmas, L'Eloi Nishmas, Harav Moshe Yonah ben Harav Zev Halevi, whose yard site is tonight, he actually may have been the first to initiate a move to spend Purim night in a much more productive manner than falling downstairs and, God forbid, driving haphazardly the way so many of his colleagues did way, way back then. So those of you who want to put a personal touch to it, feel free to do so. Again, learnonpurim.com, learnonpurim.com. Is the website. Rabbi Hirth, a big yeshiva.
If anybody has a question, they could contact me at learnonpurim@gmail.com.
learnonpurim@gmail.com. You could ask Rabbi Hirth how you could sponsor an entire event or an entire school, an entire yeshiva, an entire program, what opportunities there are for you to participate. Big yeshiva koach. I think this is a really, I've said this to you over the years, I think this is a really, really big deal. I mean, the Menuchas HaNefesh that you give parents and grandparents is something, but even more important than that, the fact that our children, as you said, boys and now girls as well, are spending their Purim night in a safe environment and obviously in a very positive environment. We're talking about Torah study, is wonderful. So big yeshiva koach for that, and we wish you, of course, a very happy Purim.
Thank you, Nachum. Have a wonderful day.
Rabbi Mendy Hirth, Purim Initiative. More coming up. It's Friday. It's JM in the AM.